It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Oscar from Soaked Oats. I'm very excited to have you up. Finally, been trying to get anyone and all of you from Soaked Oats up for a wee while now. And it's great to finally have you up. And at such a awesome time as well, because you've got a new EP coming out on Friday that I'm very excited for as well. How are you going today?
I'm good, man. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, it's like I was thinking about it earlier on today and just how much of a champion you've been for us, like one of the very early people to reach out from BFM to like bring us up here. And so yeah,
sounds good. Yeah, and finally made it.
Yeah,
which is great. Am I right in thinking that you've been in the UK recently? You just got back.
So yeah. I'm still a little bit lagged.
How was that?
Amazing. Yeah. Played at the Great Escape Festival in Brighton, which was wild. I thought we were going to be playing to the floorboards, and we had like full houses at both shows, which was awesome. Incredible.
Was that your first time playing in the UK, or have you been
before?
Yeah,
man. Yeah. Yeah, first time going there with the band. I've been there before, but first time playing there. And then we had a show in London that filled up, and yeah, it was incredible, dude.
Very exciting.
Yeah, totally.
And you've got this new EP coming out on Friday, Sludge Pop.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been working on that one?
Too long. Way too long for an EP, five songs. But it's been a nice, like for the first two EPs, we really just did them, smashed them out and like got them out, you know? Mm. And we kind of...
So you sat on this one for a while.
Yeah, particularly on the production, like on the recording process, we came back because we kind of recorded it in two different places. Over the space, like I think the tracking we did over the space like 6 months between Chicks Hotel, and we recorded some songs to tape at Roundhead with Patrick Hill.
Lovely.
And then just really took our time.
Yeah,
I think we're touring.
It's always good
to
do that, I think, especially on one that you really care about.
Absolutely.
And this one is going to be coming out on
Friday.
Dot Dash Records.
Oh, Dot Dash.
So many things that I've got lined up to talk to you about. But Dot Dash Records or recordings. How did you tee that up?
Our lovely manager and guidance and angel and like incredible human Lisa Paris introduced us to them because they're friends of hers. And then we were in Melbourne playing some shows and we went and hung out with them and they were just lovely people.
Great.
So it was a nice process and like very lucky. I know like a lot of bands go and meet or have that kind of time of like meeting labels or like putting trying to like do that sign thing, and it can sound very arduous and difficult, and like we just kind of met these people and they were awesome. And
And you met in the middle and it was nice and friendly, very humble.
We did a puzzle together.
Right.
You know?
That sounds awesome.
It was good stuff.
You've picked out some songs to share with us all. Which one did you want to start on?
Craigman's pretty nice at the moment. But,
this is my favourite backing
interim
track for these little interviews.
Really
I do it every week.
It's calmed me down a lot, which is nice.
Yeah.
Which one do I want to play first?
Yeah.
I'll probably just do it in that order, dude. I think, yeah.
King Kapisi,
Reverse Resistance. This was like... I had to make this playlist recently and it was real nice, and I've been doing it a lot recently, kind of like reinvestigating my trajectory of discovering new music. And for me it started in the kind of late 90s with hip hop and early 2000s, my older brother Jack Mine having a huge impact on that. And I think he'll say that he bought it, I'm not too sure, but one of the first CDs we had in our house for ourselves was King Kapisi. It was like a Reverse Resistance Hip Hop's Got Me single. So I've got real fond memories of this song, and from that it led on to.
I feel like lots of people growing up in New Zealand have fond memories of these early 2000s kind of artists. There's so many, like the Car Trip artists. It's like Mint Chick's Craziest I'm No.
Sick.
And King Kapisi and Connor, and there's so many great New Zealand artists.
It's incredible, and it's like, you know, I was probably listening to this when I was like 7 or 8 and just being like, what's like an atheist and like what's like the monarchy? So to go back and listen to it now, I was like, man, he was incredible. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Savage thoughts addictive to your system. Intervals of time make eyes selective. Penetrate your earlobe and all of your protection. Complications help provide back in your eye.
fake lead, only for the best interest. I rebel flagrant, the sea fragrance is shoulder. Older 6 feet deep, two tombstones topple. The salmonized crumble, energized hope, then a soar down slope. The truth emerges, mind of the coin drops. Words bewitched like Salem's Lot, prison to preachers. I'm an atheist, glad to meet ya. Rape of consciousness in my Pacific. Remember it, to ghouls and optics. Just a switch of Catholic perception, dimension on this tomb called religion. Or just a woman slenderly over greed. Folks' hopes who feed beliefs in hierarchy. Use what furthers this ring of fire's only true and real sign of English monarchy. Greed stained facts about the original man. Free five fold on Polynesians origin, Pacific Basin, my backyard kinfolk. Soft spoken relapse, raps crushed, venues to mice collapse. The haps aside, the Polynesian rebel. So all systems submit to nothing. Elevating mind state, annihilate. Monday to Friday weekend, stress the day of homage. They keep others in bondage. Fools follow, that's why I fight for my people. 6 or 7 day adventurous. Open doors to an item and bickering. Whose item was greater? Whose item was real? Or true masters of deception? Ask yourself the question.
Addictive to your system. Intervals of time make eyes selective. Penetrates your earlobe and all of your protection. Complications I provide back in your eyes.
Your nonsense spreads to Pacific beliefs like the plague bubonic. Speaking tongues parallel to concrete. Jungle mumbo, jumble jets to outer orbit reefs to spread my message. Hip hop will never perish. Coups I vanquish. Embrace thoughts of myself, ambassador to this biz. Where I'm from, the masses don't know what true hip hop is. So my crew stands ready for all eternity. The burden, carry this on till every word is accepted. Resurrected once again to carry on my message. Hip hop will never perish. The task I pledge my life to it. I'm going through it day to day life. Work hard, pick up the mic. Deal with everyday problems, same as everyone else. Many reptilian trying to repent. Mouths to feed and bills. Enemies to make bleed. Desecrate their names. Fake frauds who make hip hop look bad. They got to be sacked. My skill levels make MC's rhymes void. Tricks people play. Bullshit they say. Heaven bring Russia, boy. Legend roulette. You be living a lie. In retrospect, my longevity's to MC. Silver surfing. Oh, stamina is a must. Eat my dust, I'm serious. I'm marching through the monotonous ignorance virus.
Reverse resistance, reverse resistance. Return a tenfold. Reverse resistance, reverse resistance.
To open up your soul.
Savage votes addictive to your system. Intervals of time make eyes selective. Penetrates your earlobe and all of your protection. Complications I provide back in your eyes.
A retinal adventure of came in this B-boy thing. A retinal adventure of came in this B-boy thing. Born a battle. Keep praying.
So we touched on it for a little bit there, but like you said, the EP is going to be coming out on a 10-inch record.
Mm.
And I heard that you guys were doing something a little bit interesting for the pressing of this one. What's going on there?
Yeah, they pretty much just use like recycled...
What's it called?
Color palettes.
Color palettes, all right. But it's old records. Leftover records, yeah.
Leftover color palettes from other
pressings.
Ah, okay. Yeah, there you go.
So it's reusable goods.
Pretty much.
Which is nice. Yeah. Whose idea was that?
Lisa's. All good ideas.
Lisa's bringing all the great ideas to the table.
We just make the songs.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have someone like that behind you.
Oh, man.
You can do all the best things with a release like
yeah,
you guys are doing.
Exactly. That, yeah. And I think that's maybe why it took a little bit longer this one as well, because it's like Lisa's very much like, just give it to me.
She's just as invested as you guys all are.
Which is crazy. Very lucky, man. Mm. Yeah.
So you've also got a video coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
Is that public news or is that private news?
I get. It's coming. Mm. Yeah.
It's public now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's God damn it.
Yeah. Are you excited for that?
I am, man. Yeah. So Jake, my good friend Jake Monroe. has pretty much done all the visuals for this EP and a lot of stuff for us before. And this has been like his project, this last one. Mm. He's just gone put everything into it, and it's easily like, it's an incredible video. We were in the grading room last night doing that thing, which is wild. It was like Star Trek's HQ, just for color correcting and like grading, and I don't know, it's yeah. wild. He's going in, so it's going to be a good
it's gonna
video.
Be a good one, and it yeah. comes out on Friday, right? Is that what
with
it is?
The EP, yeah. yeah.
Awesome. What's the second one that you've got lined up that you want to play? Delphonics one?
Delphonics, La La Means I Love You. Yeah, this is kind of from hip hop, 90s hip hop, and early 2000s. I started listening to a lot of samples, or you know, the origins of a lot of samples and hip hop tracks, and that led me in a big way to like soul and R&B, early R&B, and this was one of the artists that I just could not get enough of. And I think the biggest thing listening to those artists was like the lead singer of Delphonics, they're just these real unique voices, you know, and that's something that's always stuck with me, and I think it's something I look for in a lot of artists, is just kind of off-kilter sounding deliveries and vocals. Yeah,
is there a reason why you picked out this track over some of the other ones?
It just gives me goosebumps, dude. Like, it's just such a no one does kind of romanticism like this era of music, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them by.
Though you're in the center ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try?
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I am saying are true, and the way I explain them to you. Listen to me.
La 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 la.
I love you.
So you're going out on tour as well? Going on tour in July.
Yeah.
Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll probably extend from there on as well.
It's just eternal.
Constantly on tour. I feel that's the way though. Like a lot of people these days are just constantly on tour, and it's part of the lifestyle. Is that kind of what you're aiming towards, or are you hoping to kind of sit back a bit and do some more recording or anything like that? What's next?
That's next for us for sure. Like from the get go, we just wanted to play as much as possible and say yes to as many things as possible, just to kind of figure out what we enjoyed, you know. And so we've only really now getting to a point where we start saying no to stuff.
And you have to as well.
Because
you have to think about everyone's availability and everyone, how draining it is.
I think it was just more that we just started getting pretty burnt out. So we're going to start working on the big debut album this year. So it's just like, take it easy.
Of course.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, totally.
So you're going to be playing in a whole lot of places across New Zealand. Mount Maunganui, Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, and two shows in Dunedin.
Yeah.
Which is great. You're going to be in Auckland on the 6th of July at Galtos.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah, second time.
Is it your favourite? Your favourite Auckland venue?
I think maybe Whammy.
Mm.
Probably just because...
The people,
eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole ecosystem down there is incredible. But Galatos, man, Andrew has always been crazy lovely to us as well. But yeah, I think this time around we're going to try and do a lot more production in there and do some... Yeah, we've got some stuff planned to make it a bit more juicy.
Don't give it all away.
No. Yeah.
Let's get into this last one that you've got lined up, the Karen Dalton track.
Yeah. Yeah. From...
Is it just a great tune or is it a nostalgic favourite?
Great tune. Not very... I only really came across the song when I was like in my... I still am in my early... Well, no, maybe I'm in my late 20s now. Early 20s, like 21 or something.
Yeah.
And from, it was kind of just that was the next step from hip-hop to soul. And then it was like, all right, blues and folk music. And Karen Dalton, I came across because of, I think Bob Dylan championed her at one point, just saying that she was one of the best songwriters of that kind of Greenwich Village scene. And then the song just very, pretty poignant about like a relationship topics and... She's incredible. Another one that has one of those very unique voices that just stood out to me. And yeah.
Just a standout track.
Just a standout tune, really, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for coming up and sharing some insights into the music behind the music.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to your EP and the new video.
Yeah, cool.
That's coming out on Friday. And I will see you at your show or possibly on Friday if you're up here at BFM.
Yeah, play some songs. Thanks so much, dude. Thanks for doing what you're doing, being so energetic and cool.
No, I couldn't do it without you.
Oh, dude, I don't know about that.
Cheers.
was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.